So moving on to old business, thank you for that tour. It was fun to see library get refreshed. And I also, one thing you didn't point out, you said the weaving is almost complete for the entire collection, which is pretty amazing.
We've done a lot of work on the weeding, yeah, projects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats on that. Good luck. The old business is really kind of tied up with financial report. There's no old business, but move on. And there's no new business, except we said we did the meeting date, as we've been right. Okay, so the idea here is without a July meeting. Is it will approximately, we'll meet approximately 6 weeks from now and then, and have that be 6 weeks until the September meeting, which will also get, give you breather space for going into the celebration, all of us breather space.
Mm-hmm.
And support that. So it looks like the week of August, that's a week. And it doesn't have to be Wednesday, we've got more flexibility. Where is it written that we need to meet? So, Wednesday.
I'm still fine with that.
So, so I could do it any afternoon or evening of that week right now. Obviously not Monday.
It'll be the 30th of July?
No, the week of August 3rd to the night.
Oh, okay.
So Sunday's the 3rd. The work week is the 4th and you're up, the 4th to the 8th, but so either the evening of the 5th, 6th, or 7th is what I'm proposing. We can stick with Wednesday if we're used to that, or avoid the 6th in the farmer's market.
Yeah, that might be my last week and I have to count weeks. But again, I can leave early, so it's not, it's fine. We can do the 6th.
Kathy, would that work for you?
I think so. We're going to be out of town and I'm not sure what day we're coming back. The 7th might be better, but with people.
I don't care. I'm free the whole week as well. I'm gone next week.
And that avoids the farmer's market concept. One shooting the 7th.
August 7th.
Would that work for you that week, Tracy?
August 7th, yeah.
Perfect. At the 6:15?
Yeah.
That's a Thursday?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we avoid the rush of the day.
August 7th, 6:15.
And so that would take over for the meeting that's currently scheduled for the 20th.
And then the next one would be September.
Or whatever, the third Wednesday. And Wednesdays have been working well for people so far?
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, my fall schedule is not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but I'm doing it like 1.
Okay.
So, but it's still fine.
Okay, I think it still works better for
everyone else.
Weekend and for Tracy's Tuesdays are intense. I'm sorry, it's a salad, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I just had a question because it's new business. Tracy, the thing that you just updated that you want another set of eyes on, that's the quality manual.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I, in this folder, just real quick, in this folder, I put the personnel policy manual that I'm working on. It's not done or anything, but I wanted Chris to look at it. I also put the current policy so you can sort of look at how different it looks. Let's just say it's from 6 pages to like 25 pages now.
Oh, okay.
But I did include actual town policy on leave, like all of the leave sections. I'll just show you real quick. Yeah.
Highlights are new things or?
No, the highlight is stuff I'm still working on. But I am being way more clear about expectations and time off and library safety. So I'm going to be adding safety for the building and staff. I'm going to add in some of our the active threat stuff that I'm working on, like all the safety stuff I'm working on behind the scenes. But I also added a lot of basic Vermont library law.
Okay.
And ALA, like American Library Association, ethical things about being a librarian, and our mission statement, our guiding principles, basically. And then, yeah, then going into some of this other stuff. But yeah, I think, so my idea was like, I'm working on this still. And I'm being a little bit like, I'm saying stuff out loud here that has been taken for granted a little bit. Like, hey, be on time, you know, but only because I want to have something to fall back on just in case, like any policy, like we kind of write it in just in case. Mm-hmm. And then we have something to look at when, if, you know, there's an issue with that, but yeah.
So the order of operations, you want Chris to look over it. What is editing?
Mm-hmm.
And then would this be sort of summer homework with the goal of packing it in September?
It would be nice if people could read over it
separately,
for the next meeting, or
is the August meeting?
The August meeting, or even September. It is long, you know. I also, so that would be the order of operations is Chris, board, feedback,
and then look at something to approve.
Look at something.
Do we approve this
for me to send to a lawyer? I actually want a lawyer to look at this, and then it will be approved by the board. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Makes good sense.
Yeah.
So we can have it won't take me long once a year, but to me, like, once a week tops, but so then I give it back to you. I mean, the August meeting for the first round seems like it's doable.
Yeah, just for discussion. Yeah. Open discussion.
Great. Yeah, that would be great. I'm like very curious about. Yeah, I would love feedback because I've worked really hard on this. On like, it's pretty robust now. And I'd love to hear people's thoughts about tone and like if I need to add anything else. I feel like I'm being thorough, but you never know.
The days of the calendar, you know, where it's unique from the calendar.
Yeah.
The days off.
Yeah. Very clearly. Yeah, I actually do want to include the legal. I know there's like a legal term for it called in lieu of, but I want to reference that legal term because we get questions about it every week, like whenever we have a Tuesday off, and I'm like, well, it's like just think about it. Like our work week is a Monday through Friday, but it's like Tuesday to Saturday usually. And for me, it's like, you know, but yeah, people do ask about it. And I think, yeah, it's just explaining it clearly. Yeah. And I would like this to be on our website. Like I would like for this to be a transparent document that people can view if they want to.
Be first, right?
Well, what I've been noticing with my research is a lot of other libraries have policy manuals and personnel policies on their websites.
No, it's good work. Public institutions.
Yeah. But I think this is like, it gives a clarity to what it means to be a public librarian in the state of Vermont. Anyway, okay.
Well, that sounds really doable.
Great. I'll send this to you, Chris, probably by next week.
And then all of us will have. Like, something to remind us of the library in July.
You can use it for your summer reading bingo.
Before you know the library. Okay. So thank you. That was a good catch on new business. All right. The continuing business, which is to start sort of in brainstorm mode, the memorandums of understanding. Drafts. It's this idea of committees. Tina and I, if you remember from last meeting, are there's going to be two people on each subcommittee because if we add another person, we have to warn meetings. Okay. But Tina and I are starting just for various reasons because it's been just so top of mind with the financial MOUs And so what Tracy very wonderfully did is she's going to call out to the state for fellow librarians to see what else, what exists in general, not just financial, but other MOUs between, between towns and libraries. Because as that PowerPoint we all watched, the orientation PowerPoint said, it is confusing and causes discussion everywhere. Like it's a little, it is muddy by design almost in Vermont, the relationship. And I've certainly noticed even with elected officers for the town that there's confusion about like why we're so autonomous when the employees are on town payroll and this whole example of days off when we have a different work week. You know, there's just endless places for confusion. I don't think that they're really elaborate, but I do think it's going to create really good conversation with the appropriate people in the town. I think John Brooke Campbell will always be the sort of steady other, but maybe with the town, you know, the road crew might come in for the buildings and grounds one. We might ask, you know, for that, because we want it to be collaborative. It's not like we're telling the town what the relationship is. We want it to be collaborative. And so I think the financial one is a good one to start with because there's lots of open questions for the town. So do we want to go ahead and sort of figure out the other subcommittees now so that we kind of have a sense of when people have a sense of what they might carry some care and she'll want to do some, but I'm not sure exactly what to do with this item in terms of pushing it along. I don't want it to drop.
I wonder if it would be good for us to all kind of review through those MOUs and just kind of think about where we feel so we have a clear idea when the other, you know, the, whoever's on that committee is sort of representing sort of the collective feeling of where we think we should land. I don't know. I mean, there's a, I breeze through some of them, but I really need, again, summer reading time to
digest. We all have access to that MOU folder on the Google Shared Drive. And they are really interesting because some are these really breezy one pagers. It's just like, hey, we're here and the library's here and we're in town and we coexist and that's that. And then Sharon's, I think, was nicely detailed. And then some town, a bigger town, is overly elaborate.
Yeah, there's, like, I found
pages long. It doesn't leave anything.
This library where I used to work, I was just curious.
Oh, in New Hampshire. Oh, Brooklyn. Is that a new ad?
Yeah, I added like a sheet that I'm putting links into because some of them are just links on their website rather than, but okay, so it's an employee handbook. Okay, no, this isn't a good example.
The Hollis one,
this is another library I used to work in. This one is like, this was for me. No, never mind that. This isn't, don't look at this yet. It's not ready.
Where is
the Sharon?
So they're all the PDFs.
Yeah. Baxter, I think this one might have been the Sharon one. No, Essex. Oops.
You can see my file size is actually.
Helpful. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Sharon felt the most like us, I guess.
Okay.
In terms of size and this is 9 years old. We did this in 2016.
So. But yeah, I liked how they had like a buildings and grounds insurance is spelled out. The role of the trustees, finance. Yeah, I thought this was like
it's sort of the things we've been wrestling with and talking
about. Mm-hmm. The appropriations.
And we've offered to share these with the town already. In case they wanted to talk some other. I mean, interestingly, from the town's perspective, they're a little puzzled by our wanting to document all this because we're sort of the highest functioning subcommittee of the town at this point. So, and nonetheless, we really want to make it.
Tight. But I think that the clarity, I mean, the things that have come up seems like the clarity would help communication.
Exactly.
So I think that just making them understand that it's not that something's amiss.
Right.
We just want to make it clear.
Yeah. And so that communication has a basis
to
start from. And I think, you know, both Tracy and John and town manager are fairly new in their positions, relatively. I mean, I'm starting with them, what, 8 years? You have like 3 months longer than him in the role?
Yeah.
Longer than that.
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah, but anyway, so.
But yeah, I think, yeah, I think there's definitely some confusion about town employees operating under this different
board
and having different understandings about what it means to be here versus in the town. You know.
But I think that, again, looking back for the charter, you know, looking for that piece that we're missing would be helpful in finding that.
So is there a charter?
There should be.
There should be, but we that was my goal last summer.
I don't
not
think
only it, helping you.
Yeah.
So I want to actually look in the town reports upstairs.
Yeah.
For and then you know a bunch of people that raised
that were on those committees.
That were on the committee. So if we could somehow talk with them.
Yeah.
I would love to get in on that conversation, have tea.
Yeah,
exactly. I would love to do that. And then I was thinking the Historical Society might be a place to look because that was the old library. Yeah. So
it might have left there behind or that may something may have been hashed out there.
Or Damon Hall. Yeah.
And also it'd be interesting to look to see who was on the select board that time. That could be when Pat Richardson, for example, was chairing the select board.
And
she was a library trustee
right
before she was a select board. Yeah. So it'd be okay. It's just interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of history. I was talking to Pat and Martha McGlynn out there the other day.
Yeah, they're both. That's who the people on
Broadway. Yeah. Yeah. Because we were talking about the card policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have a lot of knowledge.
So are we going to read them over and then begin discussions at the next meeting?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And we're pushing ahead on the financial one because we're already in those conversations. So
we should review all the MOUs that are in the June 2025.
And then come to common understanding of what's the right screen size, basically. So which one feels, I mean, I already put my hand saying Sharon, but.
I did start the buildings and grounds one too. I've just been every time I think of something happens, I add it. Yeah.
You're in a position to know the different issues that have come up and we know the spin of them. So yeah, that's all. It's just, I think it's, you know, it's just one of those things that's our goal for the year, but it's really easy to have it sort of slip away. So, and I don't think it's monumental. I think the biggest thing will be finding common meeting time with whoever the appropriate people are.
I'm just trying to keep track of the to-do list for this. I'm going to use it in the personnel policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's our homework.
Yeah, so you have the extra step of carefully having a line in.
You can do something to do.
Let's chase your two-year-old around.
Yeah. Well, she's a daycare for 6 hours a day. Right, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anybody else have any other questions or comments about the whole MOU process? I mean, one other question I have is these are the categories. They sort of overlap. This list out. It's kind of all buildings and grounds, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So finance, personnel, and buildings and grounds, maybe the big three.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move off of that. And the summer reading program kickoff, you already have one volunteer?
Three.
Oh, all three of you are going to be here.
Yeah.
Yay, I'm so jealous. But it's also such a heartless weekend because the 21st is here and then the 22nd is Max Maples are going to be over at BISCOP.
Oh.
For that whole you know, party to celebrate that we have this beautiful piece of land. So it's a weekend to be. We got ourselves tickets to the Phillies Mets game. That's our that's my one thing. If I'm gonna be in Philadelphia. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun weekend here. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. It won't even rain on a Saturday.
Are you gonna be down there in conjunction with Amy's trip at all? Or
no, I'm going we're working Monday, but we chose to go down Saturday. and come back to the deck. So it doesn't feel like all work. All right, so that's yay. And then the archives and time capsules. We do need, that's the other summer thing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We have to actually do that stuff and set up archives.
But it's pretty much all done at this point because of all the cleaning.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah,
no,
I
good, it. Yeah. I was like, I haven't so, done anything on the archives.
The piles that we just saw in the attic.
I organized them last summer.
Yeah. And then the stuff that was like, has been contained. And then it's just me.
Like, what do you want to lay out and labeling? I mean, I put some of the photo, there's really amazing photo albums of people's now grown kids when they were here doing summer crafts or summer scavenger hunts. I thought those would be cool to have laying around.
So you want to sort of like do a little museum of
this
stuff. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, so there's, it's pretty much all there. And then the other part of it is like, talking to people who were around and asking them for ephemera.
It would be really fun when you said talking, I thought you meant literally, to grab voice memos that we could somehow press. Is that too tricky?
25 years from now,
so
will that be accessible?
No, not the time capsule, but just that day.
If you're interested in participating in the committee, please.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. I'm not on this.
No, it's just, it's been talked about, but the bandwidth is pretty tight because we were going to do like video diaries and stuff and have like a whole.
Okay.
But then the thought of it is awesome, but it's like when it comes down to it, we're all like.
So I need clarification in my brain because I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to, the board's coming in to set up an archive, kind of like museum kind of thing. Is that what we're doing? And it's all the stuff that you've been cleaning.
It's the board and the friends.
Okay.
So Tony will be part of this. And Tony's, so the next item that we need is like research on a good time capsule container.
Yeah.
We discussed that someone was going to talk to a crafts person that does stuff, but
I haven't gotten to it yet because I
don't want to spend the hundreds and hundreds of dollars on
So I was thinking of reaching out to Les Mochman, but I'm also like, I don't know how. Yeah, it's a question about will wood without underground.
It's
not really
treated, maybe.
Yeah. Treated, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I wanted to ask him because he might know, being a lifelong woodworker.
25 years is going to be very,
right in the dirt, no.
Yeah. And then part of that committee is you were going to look at where it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with that scientific time capsule map thing.
Right.
Wasn't that?
I don't remember this, but I remember that Tony is also on that committee.
Yeah, because she's in the garden club. So I was bringing together, together like all the.
Okay, I'll shoot her an email though.
Okay. But yeah, we're in pretty good shape, I think.
Copper sheets and tin plate were the most commonly used materials in the 19th century. And copper sheet is really cool, really malleable.
Mm.
You could wrap a wooden box in copper sheet. I used to get it to wine where it was too hot. I wanted to start. Mm. It's really malleable to work with.
It's just a thin sheet.
Yes, it's like super thin and super flexible.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's how they did it in Canada.
Carpenter woodworker too.
Ah.
I mean.
Oh, cool. That's neat. Yeah, I think treated, but I'm like, I don't know how. And then there's like, when you go down the rabbit hole, it's like, there's this, what's it called? Penguin time capsule company or like,
oh my goodness.
Where you can actually, and they're like $500.
There's metal fabricators in this town. Obvious, and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if it was somebody from town.
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah,
but if the wooden, if somebody could make a tight wooden thing and then we sheathed it in copper,
or if it's it's treated and then stained and then maybe copper. I'm sure 25 years isn't that long.
Yeah,
the coffins are underground. Granted, they
Could you line the inside of it with copper?
Yeah, the reason not, it's really soft.
But we do have people on the case for this, so this is, no, no, I know, but it's fun. We just, we have, people have assignments and there's.
Okay, well, so that helps us be us along.
Yeah.
Is there any, are there, so these are so really, we should call these updates so that we don't all go into like problem solving mode, which is.
I know, yeah, it's true. I know. Well, it's fun to think about. That's why the meetings are actually pretty fun. It's like, oh.
Then you have like 42,000 work because people have these elaborate ideas.
Yeah, it's true.
Or something that has to happen by September 6th.
Yep.
So I get it. Okay, is there any other updates on the 25th celebration, prom or anything? Is the music just going to be randomly for every decade?
Yeah, so I'm just like, it's an eras prom, so I don't know, like whatever. And like more thinking about it, like anything goes prom. That's why it's like.
Is it like the oldest person that's there starting at their decade?
That'd be really fun.
That would be cool, but I'm including the future as well.
I'm David Bowie.
Well, like it's like dress wise, like it's like, what would someone 25 years from now look like going to a prom? Yeah, so it's any era, even imaginary eras.
Okay, cool. All right, now I need to get the wording for executive session if we're ready.
Is it on the?
Yes, it's on the minutes from last month, which are now approved. So the same reason. So I can read it and then you could copy and paste it.
Can I then look?
Oh, yes, so you can make them. Yeah. Well, we're both here. We could actually have the same, if I move these, I think.
Where did it go? It's still on a computer-ish, so.
Do you want a Word version of this or?
No, I think I can do it.
Okay, so do you want to move it?
It's up there too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, let me plop it and then you do it first and then I will read it. There you go. Okay, I'm gonna read it. Okay, because of premature general public knowledge, we clearly place the state, municipality, or other public body or person involved at a substantial disadvantage, as noted in 1 VSA 313A1. We are going to move into executive session. I need somebody to move it.
I move it.
I move.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second.
And so all
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So it's 7:11.
I'll stop the recording.